It's difficult to say what's impossible. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Please don't move, someone says frantically when the first thing Han Chun does when waking up is, well, move. He kind of regrets it too because it fucking hurts. You're quite hurt, I think, so please just be careful, the person goes on to say in a worried voice. I noticed, Han Chun mumbles, leaning back against the tree he's propped up against, and then tries to squint in the direction where the voice is coming from. It takes a moment for his vision to focus, and that's a bit worrying. Wait, you... The ridiculously beautiful man crouched in front of him says, staring at Han Chun with shocked eyes. Han Chun wonders if he's hallucinating, because usually pretty men in long hair and fair robes don't just wander around in the woods. You heard me, the man says after quite a long pause. What did you expect? Han Chun mumbles through barely moving lips. He'd lost consciousness at some point. That's not good. Not if he wants to actually get out of here. Well, people don't usually hear me. Or see me, the man says wryly, tilting his head a bit as he keeps staring at Han Chun with what looks like wonder. I'm sorry I couldn't really do anything to help you, the man then says quietly. There's guilt written all over his face. If you're a hallucination, then I don't really expect you to do much. If not, then maybe get some help, Han Chun says with some effort. He's not entirely sure that resting here will help him, unless someone actually finds him. He should probably get up and start walking. It's just that he's not sure he can get up. I'm afraid no one else would hear me, the man says apologetically and then smiles softly. I'm unfortunately quite useless as far as help goes. Han Chun looks at him a bit closer. As far as hallucinations go, he's at least nice to look at. It's at that point that Han Chun finally notices that the man is crouched there holding an umbrella over Han Chun. He can even hear the patter of raindrops against it. Han Chun tilts his head back to look up at the umbrella. Well, that seems to be working fine at least, he points out quietly. The man gives out a small laugh. Yes, that's one thing I can do. A very small, localized protection from the rain. Less useful than you might think, he says. You could try helping me up, Han Chun says, meeting the man's eyes. I can't, the man starts to say, but then suddenly goes silent and gets a thoughtful look on his face. He reaches out carefully with the hand not holding the umbrella, and touches his fingers to Han Chen's knee. Then he visibly freezes. Oh, that's... well, he says, looking shocked. Very slowly he starts smiling. The smile is blinding. Han Chun blinks and stares. Definitely a hallucination, Han Chun thinks a bit faintly. Real people wouldn't be that breathtakingly beautiful. Well, I can definitely do something for you then, the man says, sounding oddly excited. Then he peers at Han Chun for a moment before saying, but you'll probably get a bit wet. The next moment there's rain falling down on Han Chun, and the umbrella has vanished. Before Han Chun can try to look for where it went, the man has quite effortlessly scooped Han Chun up in his arms and is standing up. Han Chun bites back the pained hiss. The man feels warm against him, Han Chun thinks, and realizes that he's feeling very cold. That's bad too, he thinks. He nuzzles a bit closer to the warmth. I'm not entirely sure where I'm going. I wasn't paying quite as much attention as I should have when we got here, the man admits easily. Han Chun pries his eyes open and only then realizes he'd closed them in the first place. He looks around himself for a moment. Rain is falling on both of them, making it a bit hard to see, and definitely not helping with the cold. Once Han Chen is relatively sure of where to go, he just inclines his head in the right direction and says, "That way." "Ah, thank you," the man says, and then leans his head down to press a quick kiss to Han Chen's temple before he starts walking. There's a small flutter somewhere inside Han Chen, but that's not something he needs to worry about right now. "Keep talking. I need to stay awake," Han Chen mumbles tiredly. "Of course. I've missed talking to people," the man says, his voice warm. The first thing Han Chen thinks when he wakes up in the hospital bed is that he's never ever going into a forest again. After that, there's a lot of other things to distract him, like being updated on his own health, and then about the case. At some point, he has the time to wonder about where Gongzi Jing went. By the time they got Han Chen to the hospital, he'd lost a lot of blood and his memories are a bit vague. Some of the things he remembers don't make much sense at all. He knows Gongzi Jing had carried him out of the forest to somewhere where the people looking for Han Chen had actually found him. Everyone on his team insists that there had been no one else there when they found Han Chen. Which just can't be true. Do they think Han Chen hobbled out of there on his own, shot and slowly bleeding to death? Apparently the answer to that is a resounding yes. As flattering as it might be that they think he's capable of all that, Han Chen knows that he'd still be lying in that forest if he hadn't had help. It's just that there's no evidence at all that anyone had been there to help him. Han Chen feels like he's been through this before, waking up and having people tell him that what he remembers isn't real. The moment Han Chen is left alone, which takes a while because apparently his team had been worried, there's a tentative... "Can you still see me?" from one corner of the room. Instantly, Han Chen turns his gaze in that direction, finding Gongzi Jing standing there, looking small somehow. Like he's trying not to be noticed. He looks like he might want to run away any moment. "When did you..." Han Chen starts to ask, but the words trail off when Gongzi Jing breaks out into a brilliant and somewhat relieved smile, and then takes a few quick steps until he's at Han Chen's bedside. Then he clearly hesitates, his smile wavering before reaching out. His hand ends up hovering halfway between them, and it's Han Chen who reaches out to grasp his hand. He's not entirely sure why he does it. Gongzi Jing gasps quietly and looks at Han Chen with wonder. Then he sits down on Han Chen's bedside, clutching Han Chen's hand tightly. "I thought you might not," he starts to say, but the words trail off into silence. Gongzi Jing looks down and swallows audibly. Then he looks up at Han Chen again, smiling softly. Han Chen's breath might stutter slightly at having that smile so close. "I'm afraid you're going to be stuck with me now," Gongzi Jing says. "I could think of worse things," Han Chen says, smiling a bit. At least Gongzi Jing is real, and Han Chen hadn't just imagined him. The end.